Welcome, I'm James Sturdivant. The best thing about Visual Studio is the extensibility it offers and the ecosystem that's been built up around it. Today we're going to introduce Visual Studio extensions. This is a simple but very important component to Visual Studio that will help you be more productive. You can install extensions directly inside Visual Studio through the Tools menu. Once it is opened, you might be surprised to see so many extensions already installed. This is because the last few versions of Visual Studio, a lot of the features, such as the NuGet Package Manager, have been shipped as extensions. This enables the Visual Studio team to update these features at a much more rapid pace than the pace that Visual Studio Shell gets updated, delivering you more value sooner. It's pretty simple to view the extensions installed, as it's very similar to the project templates layout we saw in the previous video. To add new extensions, you can search for them after clicking the online node. The most popular extensions are displayed initially, and you'll notice that a green checkbox means that it has already been installed. Searching for an extension is easy. I'll search for the PowerShell extension here, and you'll see that a whole host of PowerShell extensions have been found. I can find more information on the links on the right. There are a number of must-have extensions. We've already seen the GitHub for Visual Studio extension. And the Sidewaffle extension is one that I would definitely suggest checking out. Of course, my personal favorite is AceJump. It's one that I've authored myself. You can find links to other extensions on my blog. Once you have installed the extensions, you'll notice that the extensions have different ways to interact with them. Web Essentials has its own menu, whereas the Python tools are embedded inside an existing menu. Other extensions, such as my AceJump extension, simply have a key combination to activate the feature. You can also install extensions by downloading them from the Visual Studio Gallery. Simply search for the extension you wish to install. In this case, I'm going to check out the Roaming Extension Manager that lets me keep extensions synced across my machines. Download the VISX file and then double-click it to install. The installer will install the extension on any compatible version of Visual Studio available. And it was as simple as that. Well, there you have it, a really quick introduction to the simple but very powerful extensions feature in Visual Studio. We'll see you next time when we learn the basics of debugging. Leave any comments or feedback, especially around topics you'd want to see. Happy coding!